Thank you, Lord, for having your own way. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just, everything that I prayed just a minute ago, Lord, I just pray it again. Jesus, ditto what I just got through saying. And I praise you, Father, that everybody here knows what I'm talking about. Everybody knows what I'm praying for them. We're praying for us. We're praying for you. We're praying for all of us, Jesus, to be working to run after you with all of our hearts so that we can be into this great happening that's even started as we speak right now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for guiding us and leading us by your Spirit tonight. And I praise you and I thank you, Father, for your protection upon all the dreamers and all the prophets and prophetesses. And I praise you for that, Father. I thank you, Lord, that there is a hedge of protection around each and every one of them that the enemy cannot penetrate in the name of Jesus. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And I praise you, Father, for all the households that are sitting in peace, joy, and rest, even as we speak, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for that. And I thank you, Lord, for all the healings that are taking place now, because I know what I prayed today is being, what we prayed today is being done now. Thank you, Father. And all the circumstances, Father, that I prayed for today, you're doing them to your glory, Lord. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Woohoo. Man, I tell you what, I love it in here. All right, anybody got a prayer request? Yeah, Lana.
Hey, everybody. I have a praise report and a prayer request. All glory to God for last night. Since last night, after praying for our household, this trial and torment has lifted. I can see in my kids' eyes that they are no longer walking around with Lord anarchy God. On their mind. And repentance is quick. The changing Praise of God. Mind is even quicker. We have been able to get in back into a peaceful and blessed routine with the boys. And it's just been wonderful. So all Praise glory to God. God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I recently for the last actually couple of weeks, if it's not already been a couple of months, have given up sugar. Just no desserts. It's better for my health because I had a major sweet tooth and it was affecting my sleep to a point and stuff. And it's been great because the Lord has given me a lot of grace to simply, ignore, cravings to the point where I'm not like forced to be, use willpower against it. It's just like, no, I don't need it. But recently I've, noticed that, it's started to affect my emotions where I feel not physically miserable, but my emotions feel very miserable and it's very negative. And I don't receive it and I'd like prayer. There is no way that I am so attached to sugar that it's going to drive me to such an emotional state. The Lord's been so graceful. I have not had anything like that up until a week or two now that I've noticed that it'll come upon me in the evening sometimes. And I just don't receive it. I'm going to claim that I am not dependent on sugar in such a way. And I think this is also an attack of the enemy. So Father God, I come before you and I know and I thank you that I am not dependent on anything on this planet Earth except for Jesus. And Amen. So, Father God, I come against this attack on my emotions and my body, Father God, and I rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and I cast it off, and I thank you, Father God, for the agreement of my brothers and sisters that this is not an issue in my life and that I can continue to deny my flesh in such a way to the glory of God. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. There's a couple more of us been on a sugar fast, too. Thank you, Father. It's been delightful, I guess. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I ain't had any problems with it. Have not had any problems. Thank you, Jesus. I don't think my brother has either. All right. Praise God. Okay. Thank you, Lana. It's good to hear the boys are back in shape again. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else got a prayer request? All right. Is the band ready? Wait a minute here. Simon's go ahead, Simon or Tiana.
So I just want to share a testimony. Yesterday when the Lord prayed for you, Michael, on the call, I like had all these shivers just go through my body and just all this stuff left, stuff that had been physically and spiritually. And I weighed myself today and I was 3 kilos less. So I've got no, eat any less at all today. Yeah. In fact, I think I ate more. So I don't even know how that just disappeared.
Praise God. We'll pray off that weight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's awesome. Thank you, Theo. Glory to God. Okay. You know what? I want to pray for Nick. Lord, I ask that you bless Nick. And when he goes to Iceland here in August, and I thank you, Father, for keeping him warm while he's there and that he has a great time there. In Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, for doing that for Nick, my brother. Amen. We'll see. Thank you, Lord, for being around Nick and protecting him while he's there. Don't let no icebergs fall on him. Amen. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Exciting times we're in. We're going to ask the band to do a number for us here. Let me give you some help here. Okay.
we wait your coming soon. So we wait, we wait.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Excuse me just a moment. Somebody got a testimony?
I got a quick praise. Let's see. My daughter needed a new phone. She's wanted a new phone. So we went in to T-Mobile where we're at right now to get new phones, and they didn't have any trade-ins or anything for us. So she was just going to go pay $1,000 for a phone just to have one. And I was like, man, that's a lot of money for a phone. That just always shocks me how much they are. So we were walking at Costco. We walked in there and this guy's like, hey, come over here. We got a good deal on phones. Like, all right, I might as well listen. Oh my gosh. The Lord just really just, I don't know, just going from, there was nothing at T-Mobile. We went in there and we got $400 cash. We got all new phones and for all less than what we're paying right now. And so we all got to upgrade. And it was just like, I mean, the Lord just, my daughter, just right before he gave us that deal, she had just looked at an iPhone and she's like, I'm just going to buy it, Mom. And it was $1,200. I'm like, oh, Lord, help us out. And he just put it all right there for us. So, amen. Oh, and I got the line here. Our trip to Iceland, it's so funny. My mom's been wanting to go for a long time. And the funny thing is you can't, when you rent a car there, you have to be between the ages of 25 and 75. Well, my mom's 80, my dad's 82, so they can't rent a car. So they got to take Nick and I along. Yay. So we're going to Iceland. Lord even bless us there. Amen.
Amen. So you're going in August?
Yeah, August 21st through the 28th for a week.
Okay.
Yep.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Lord willing. I told Nick today, I said, Nick, this is Lord willing. If he tells you we don't go, then you let me know and we won't go, because he's going to decide all this. And who knows what's going to happen between now and August or now and next week. So, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, help me, Lord. Anybody else? Let's pray right quick. In the name of Jesus, I command all of these witchcraft attempts to infect the fellowship to cease right now in Jesus' name. I command you by the power and authority and the blood of Jesus, you stop it right now in Jesus' name. And I'll praise you, Father, that it is done. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, my, 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 my. Okay. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for a hedge of protection around the ones that are involved in this. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, that no attempt whatsoever is going to be made to get through to anybody in this fellowship to talk, text, or whatever. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Okay, it's done. Y'all believe it? Amen. We are protected. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Has anybody got anything before I get started? Because I've got a lot of stuff here to cover about what the Lord has shown us through some people that are want to remain anonymous. I don't believe it. I don't blame them. I mean, oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Okay. I'm going to start out with this vision that was given by an anonymous person. And it says, I was in the shower and I started listening to the last teaching that Michael did for the broadcast. While in there, everything like stopped and I heard. This is the Lord speaking. He says, I am taking you higher. And I know that you were speaking for all our brethren in UBM. I then felt as if I was being lifted up higher and higher, but not physically. I thought, I don't want to physically die. Then I heard, not death, I am taking you, that's all of us, outreach, local, and everybody, higher in me, and more of my kingdom will be manifested through you. And they said, I felt here on earth is what he was talking about. I then saw a new holy angel come to my side, one that wasn't there before. I thought in my mind, go away, Satan. And I tried to ignore the angel and tried to focus on something else because I don't want to be deceived. I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all. The angel stayed and wouldn't leave. And I thought, confess Jesus is coming my flesh. And the angel stayed and I heard, you all will and are ascending higher. I then saw so many other holy angels going to the side of the brethren. Ooh, glory to God. Come on in, boys. Guarantee you, come on in. Fill this room up. Glory to God. The angels that were already with the brethren were still there. But there was a new angel with each of them. I felt these new angels that have been assigned to us are to teach us more and greater things, to take us to new heights in Christ, and to be in Christ stronger than we have ever been. Glory to God, that's shouting. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that for us. We praise you, Father, for coming into us, bringing us up higher, and doing it for us, Lord. It's nothing we can do but just have faith to believe that you are doing it. Glory be to God. And then they say, when this happened, I got reminded of this vision of us all ascending higher together in unity. Before I go further to this next one, has anybody got any questions about what I just got through reading? Okay. Good deal. All right. It's called Gold Mist. They say, I saw the local and outreach brethren all gathered together in a circle in unity. How many of you know we all going to be together one day? Glory to God. They all had this gold light radiating from each of them. and all around and in between them, and in a circle. The glow also was like mist around them, except they were all clearly visible and part of the gold mist. I see gold all over this place. Lord of God. You just can't hardly see y'all for the gold. It goes on and says, every person had their arms raised in the air, praising and thanking God. And they were all ascending higher and higher, all together at the same time and in unity. Woo! Thank you, Father, for bringing all my brothers and sisters with us in Jesus' name. They said the glow got bright and bright, brighter and brighter the higher they got and the greater God's presence got. Woo, come Lord Jesus. I loved how everyone was ascending together as one in unity rather than each ascending at a different time. Boy, I'm getting light here. I don't know. I may be just going up here directly. Lord of God, thank you, Jesus. Y'all feeling light? Seeing some gold there? I am. Glory to God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. As I was typing the holy vision, this came to me. There will be a quick change coming soon, and more of my Son will be manifesting through you and those that choose all of me. I am increasing and quickly. Be ready each moment. Let go of everything that's not of me. Let go of all doubt and unbelief. Let go of all carnal and worldly thinking. Everything you think you know and what you know is changing into me. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You will begin to not recognize yourself, but you will see me in you and our other brethren he's talking about. That's all of us. Completely in unity in me, you will soon be. Closer and closer each moment, becoming one together, fully in Christ. Time is now. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. It's not next year. It's right now. He's doing this. Right now. Stop thinking and looking to the future. Woo, glory to God. Planning the future. Or the past. But focus. But focus on each moment you are in now. The Lord says, I am now. Time is now. My Son focused on this moment. His mind was and is on all of you. Thank you, Jesus. Let go of all the distractions that stop you from bathing in my presence. Thank you, Father, for taking them all out of us. Take all distractions out to nothing. We want nothing more but you, Lord. Nothing else matters but you. The news doesn't matter. Things don't matter. Nothing but you matters, Lord. Thank you, Father, for taking all that garbage out of us. Let go of all those little sins you think are hidden. Because I see all, and I want all evil out of you. No evil is in my Son, as there will be no evil in his bride, now and for eternity. Time is ticking and passing quicker than you think. Things will start proceeding more rapidly in an instance. I will be. He said, wait a minute, in an instance, I will be. Don't look back. Let go of all your carnal desires and senses and interests in this world. Face me on and look to me. Think of me. Communion with me every moment. I am in you and for you, and everything is from me. Look to me, and you will keep my peace. my joy and my pleasure that is beyond anything in the natural. How many of you want that? Just supernatural peace, joy, and pleasure that is beyond anything that we've ever experienced before. He said, I am coming sooner. Get ready now. Don't miss out on the things I have for you each minute and second. I have a gift for you. And when you aren't in me, you miss out on what I wanted to give you. Don't look away or to the enemy. Only me, he says. I am coming and I'm already here. Look and see. So what he's telling us, it's already begun. Start pressing in to the Lord. Praise God. Yes, Lord, put it in our hearts to do that. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. And I say, I felt that this is going to be coming and happening quicker than we expect. I expect it right now. How many of y'all expect it right now? I do. Glory to God, yes. How many of you want it yesterday? Come on. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Lord of God. Okay. Here's another vision. I mean, if that looks familiar. It is. Okay. He said that he felt this next is for all. And they were asking asking the Lord why all this has happened. Talking about the things that we know about here just recently. And I heard, I need to separate those who would hinder the perfecting work of my spirit and those who desire to be with and have manifest my son. I need in this particular body an elite select unit that is special and obedient in everything and willing to be humble. And willing to be humble. I need this unit to be my remnant. I cannot allow any to remain here until either they get cleansed or come to be with me sooner than you expected. How many of you want to stay here and see all of this stuff happen? I do. Lord, God knows I do. Thank you, Jesus. Keep your entire being open and pure to me and allow instructions and direction to take hold without self. Deny flesh, deny the world, deny carnality, deny anything that is contrary to my word, always exceeds anything else. Ooh, yeah, thank you, Jesus. And the next one is, I was in prayer and I heard, who have you to defend? I am your army. Who do you have about you? I am before you and defend greatly. Trust in me. Declare your stance. Where are we? We're on the rock, aren't we? Lord of God. Declare your stance. They, that's the enemy, speak and rattle the cages. They try to intimidate and roar greatly. Though it seems mighty that they have largely encompassed you, that the enemy is trying desperately to make the situations unbearable, hold true to me. The attack they launch is like a mighty wind. But look, it can't knock over the rock. Your complete dedication and willingness to give everything to me in total reliance has given me prompt to prioritize your life. For my sake, I am here to be with you. For my words you give to me, all. Ride into battle together and plunder the great spoil of the enemy with me. Come on, Jesus, let's go, brother. Lord my God. How many of you want Jesus with you? Yes, come, Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, be with me. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, my. Thank you, Father, for being with us all the time anyway. Praise you, Father. Glory to God. How many of you are getting the feeling there ain't nothing that we can't do that God wants us to do? I'm getting that feeling already. Glory to God. There ain't nothing that the enemy can come against us with that we can't defeat. Nothing. Spell that Z-E-R-O. Nothing. Amen. Here's a good one. Woo, glory to God. And I titled it, I call it One with Jesus. Okay. They said, last night I tried to go into sleep, but God wouldn't let me until I wrote this down. And I asked God if he really wants me to write it down to have some dogs bark, which I don't hear often. And as soon as I thought this in my mind, guess what happened? Dogs started barking. Multiple dogs started barking. Glory to God. And after I wrote it down on my phone, I instantly fell asleep. God is so good. My gracious sakes alive, he is so awesome. All right, here it is. When I had this experience, everything I wrote, I felt. And I saw as if it had fully manifested. And it was so real and alive and true. And I desire that I could have stayed in this experience. It was maybe like 10 to 30 seconds of seeing and feeling all of this. And it was so real. And I am so excited for us all to have this connection with God every moment, no matter what's going on, and to have his holy connection with each other and being one together without spot or blemish. They said, I was praying in tongues, and I saw that very soon we're all going to be so connected to God. Well, we already are, but it's going to be physically manifested. That we hear his voice extremely clear every moment. And we know it is him without doubt and unbelief. That we will constantly be speaking to him back and forth. How many of you want a two-way conversation with God all the time? More than we speak to any human. When awake and asleep, our soul will be communing with him just as the Holy Spirit does. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That the flesh will be so suppressed and submissive to the Holy Spirit. And we will be so in tune with God. We know and obey what he wants with extreme joy in every moment, without complaint and without the flesh trying to stop us. Oh, my gracious sakes alive. What an awesome experience that would be. We will have such boldness to have him speak through us with no fear of man or fear of rejection. Now, these things that try to hinder us from being and living as Jesus won't even try to hinder us anymore. That's what they're saying. that we will know 100% that he is in us and all around us, and we are one with him. Him literally here in this physical flesh, and the flesh in agreement without hindrance. Ooh, my gracious sakes alive. Y'all getting an idea of what God's fixing to do? It's unfathomable. Don't ask me how to spell that word. I don't know. That we would know and be living and breathing his word. Not from our own works and in his strength, but from his spirit and grace in our soul, in the flesh. Every second we will know it's his grace, and we will rest beyond understanding, because we are in him and him in us, no matter what's going on around us. Our soul will be fully content with this, and nothing can stop it. And the flesh will submit. That we will know Jesus' authority in us over the enemy. And the enemy will flee with one word or thought. Get out of here, enemy, in Jesus' name. He got to go, didn't he? Because it's just Jesus in us. Just Jesus? Ooh, my. The one who made the universe for us. No more struggling with the flesh, but just being in him. That we can constantly, freely praise and worship him every moment. With no temptation to complain, murmur, or doubt. Woo, glory to God. That's good. That our soul is completely free to praise as the Holy Spirit does, and free to worship God with our body in the physical being, submitted to doing all God wants. Yes, Lord. All of this while on earth and in this physical, alive in Christ. I saw that the brethren will be in complete unity because of Jesus. And the enemy won't be able to get in the way of oneness in Christ. It's going to be like a complete body, right? Ain't nothing going to be separated. No jealousy, no pride, no rejection, no battles of the flesh, but pure holy love. One to another, loving each other as we love ourselves, and serving each other as Christ serves. We will be one with no separation, no superiority, equal together in Christ. All different members, but all one body working together in unity, like the human body. All right. So connected, it's as if we are reading each other's mind and in agreement in our minds and souls and spirit, and the flesh is submitted, that everything flows perfectly because we all are constantly connected and in tune with God and in tune with each other. Y'all excuse me just for 1 minute. Well, excuse me, I just had a semi-emergency.
Amen.
All right. Let's see. Where was I? We all are constantly connected and in tune with God and in tune with each other. I hear you, Joe. I hear you. Go on, brother. Amen. That's the way it's going to be. You're going to say something to me and I'm going to hear you just like you were in heaven. Just like in heaven. I hear you, Benjamin. Amen. Okay, let's go on here. That our faith is complete with God. That we have not even a tiny doubt. And we know that what we ask, we immediately receive because it's Christ in us. Glory to God. That what we command and speak into the physical is immediately manifested. Because Jesus in us is communing with Father every second. The enemy doesn't even try his normal tactics of unclean thoughts and feelings because he knows we won't even accept or look at it. Amen. Glory to God. You keep your own evil thoughts to yourself, devil. I knew that we will see and experience things we can't even imagine right now, but it's all for God's glory. And it will be only Jesus in us. We can't do anything to make this happen but have faith in his grace to do it through us for his glory. Everything is for him now and forever. They prayed and they heard this in the spirit. You are now in a new level of training. This is an exercise of the test and application of my word. Speak and hold to the miracles I have promised. Many are showing others who are younger in the walk to have a go when in doubt or little experience. See how one who prays and praises in faith can move a miracle. Then others will try in the belief. Suddenly, the power is multiple of multiples, many times more. Spread and go beyond even the first person who prayed, leading by example. The effects go to areas and new heights where no one had even thought. I am beyond the imagination or impossibility. You are my vessels. I will flow through you all as a holy army. Ooh, glory to God. How many of you know you got the biggest army in the world working for you? My gracious sakes, it is awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody got any questions? I'm going to be surprised if you know. Can y'all imagine walking, talking, acted like Jesus, knowing you have the same love capacity that he did, the same compassion that he did. Every time he healed, it was almost like, you know, he always told us that I had compassion on them and I healed them all. Woo, Lord of God, that's awesome. How many have you seen people that you wanted to go up to and say, God has a message for you? That message is you don't have to walk around here like this. If you let me pray for you, God will heal you. And then when you pray for them, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they're going to be healed. And then you can tell them. You can tell them this. You can tell them that. Now, you've got your healing, and if you want to keep that healing, let me tell you how to do it. Ooh, glory to God. That's how you're going to multiply the church. the Christian is walking like Jesus, talking like Jesus. Jesus, everywhere he went, he had a crowd following him. Glory to God. And you will too. That's what God wants you to be doing. That's what's going to happen. That light, you're going to shine like a neon sign walking down the street. There's going to be multitudes of people behind some of you following you around. Y'all need to listen to this guy. He know, or gal, you know, they know what they talk about. If they lay hands on you, you're going to get healed. I've seen him heal blind eyes. I've seen legs grow out. I've seen all this kind of stuff. Well, how does he do that? He'll tell you. Or they'll tell you. Go ahead, Julie.
Question. And maybe, you know, maybe it's just obvious, but question. Would you say all that this you just read and these revelations is, this is, comes with the latter anointing, the latter day anointing, the Holy Spirit anointing when
it sure sounds like it. It sure sounds like it to me.
With the resurrection of the man child, after the resurrection of the man child.
What I'm reading there is saying it's done it now. He does it's
he's doing it
a major part, a lot of it right now.
It's kind of like it's kind of like when we went through the fast last August and asked for the gifts and that kind of thing. And the Lord was saying, it's like, you just believe you receive it. You receive it. You just receive it because it's given. It's been poured out. It's been given and it's manifesting. And so like a lot of these things that we prayed for and have been asking for is what God's going to do now.
Yeah. What he wants in order to get that is our 100% dedication to him. That's what he wants. And if we'll do that, regardless of what's around us, you'll be walking in it. We'll all be walking. And the thing about it is, folks, you just have the want to. He'll do it for you. You just have the faith to believe that God's doing it in you, and you'll walk it. I am so excited about these revelations we've got just in the last few days. We've had bits and pieces like this before, but nothing like this. So Father, place it in all of our hearts, Lord, and surrender it all to you. Everything to you, Father. Nothing is an idol here but you. And I thank you, Father, that when we hear your word to do this or to do that, we will immediately do it. Without hesitation, without groaning and murmuring and all of that stuff, Lord, no matter what it is, sometimes it may be a little bit messy or whatever, I don't know. But if we go ahead and do it, the rewards will abundantly exceed anything that we go through. I know that because your word is true. And I thank you, Father, for placing it in us to, as Andrew Murray said, surrender all. And I thank you for it, Father. Give us the wherewithal to stand regardless of what's going on around us. Stand when it seems like everything else around us is going crazy. Just stand in what you've told us, Lord. And I know that if we'll do that, it'll calm down after a while and we'll have the victory. We already have the victory. And we always confess it, the victory. We have the victory. Lord of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Anybody else want to pray? Yeah, Missy.
Well, I just had some verses I was looking at here, and it goes along with this. And I guess I would like to declare it, pray it, whatever, since you asked if anybody wanted to pray.
That'd be great.
And it's 2 Corinthians 4:7, starting there. Oh Lord, we have you as this treasure in earthen vessels, that the exceeding greatness of power may be of God and not from ourselves. We are pressed on every side, yet not straitened, perplexed, yet not unto despair, because, Father, we have the power, your spirit within us, to overcome this flesh, to buffet our bodies and make it our slaves, Lord. And put to death the deeds of the body, Lord. We are pursued yet not forsaken, smitten down yet not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Oh, I thank you, Father, that that as this anointing is a man-child is caught up to the throne and he receives the anointing, Lord, it sure sounds like we're going to receive an anointing too. And that you're going to be manifested in us, Lord, like never before. And it's by your grace. You are everything in us, Father. And by your power, Lord, you working in us to will and to do of your good pleasure, Lord, and you will complete the good work which you've begun in us, Lord. And we just praise you and thank you, Lord, for such a gift of your Son, Lord, not just to take away our sin, but also to for him to live in us, Lord. And that we can look in the mirror. We behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord the Spirit, that Jesus be fully manifested in us, that we be breathing, talking Jesus in the flesh, just like you were, Lord, on this earth as one. But we are your body, Lord, to manifest you, to shine brightly all that you are to others, Lord, to bring the gospel to others, Lord, to bring in this great harvest, end time harvest, Lord. Bring this great revival to your church, Lord, to all those that are backslidden, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the power of your Spirit. We are nothing, but you are everything in us, Lord. We are so humbled to receive all that you've done for us, Lord. Because we know, Lord, you chose us. We didn't choose you. And we thank you for choosing us before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish before you in love. And we just praise you and thank you. And all glory, honor, and praise goes to you forever and ever. Amen.
I am. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
Anybody else? Yeah, George, go ahead, brother.
I was just thinking, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I was just thinking of all of the enemies that still have to be put under Jesus' feet, and the last enemy, which will be death. And I just wanted to go ahead and call out some of those enemies and start the work of putting them under our feet and under Jesus' feet. And it got me to thinking about how I don't believe there's anything that can shake the American church, the apostate church, or oh, what do you want to call it? The institutional church or the false yeah. something, the false body of Christ that dresses up so nice every Sunday and puts people in prisons and doesn't believe in healing and all the works of the Holy Spirit. And they just capture people and they kill them spiritually and promise them this, you know, nice, cozy handshake Christianity. And it's without power, and it's just the traditions that are just the originators of those denominations wouldn't even recognize them today. And I feel like it's that's the group that was offered a seat at the table, and God said, go ahead and remove them. They're not wearing the proper garments, and go to the highways and hedges. And when I thought of that, I thought about the called from the beginning of time, before the foundations of the world, these people who are trapped in drugs. And I just want to come against the enemy of fentanyl. I'm so tired of hearing what a killer it is. And I pull your fangs, fentanyl, you are no longer a killer. You are under our feet. And all of those who would overdose and die of fentanyl that are called to be Christians and followers of Jesus, I call forth miracles of witnesses that drug dealers are going to know for sure that the person they just gave that drug to should be dead, and they're going to be alive in front of them with a fire in their eyes of life, a witness to Jesus Christ. And when that witness comes forth, that good report that fentanyl couldn't kill them, that there's going to be saved drug dealers and saved drug users who will put the sinful life behind them and be a witness to those cultures. And we're going to hear the good report coming not from these big old buildings, but it's going to come off the streets out of these drug cultures of revival. And now I speak to the captives in prisons who have been put in prison off of these mandatory sentences and had their lives robbed because of mistakes and sin or anything you want to call it. People who think their whole lives have been thrown in the trash can and nobody thinks about them or loves them. And Father, I call for love to come through the prison system. I call for those places to be a beacon of light that brings jealousy to these so-called churches where they wish that they would have the true revival that's going to come through the prison system. So right now, Lord, all of those who are called to be brothers in Christ, stand up, arise, all you sleepers, and come forth in the name of Jesus today. Thank you, Father. And now, Father, in the so-called transitioning world of mutilated people who are suicidal with no hope and bodies that are wounded beyond repair, Father, I thank you for faith to lay hands on those people to see a physical reconstructed healing that will set them free from demonic oppression, and they will be a shining light also, Lord. The dregs of humanity that are going to have revival and stand boldly and have all of their pride in only Jesus Christ. This month, right now, Lord, we're going to have those miracles, and we're going to turn the tide of this constant narrative of the trans world and all these letters and numbers and plus signs. Father, we just claim plus one, and his name is Jesus. And we're adding Jesus to all those letters, and we're taking back the alphabet, and we're taking back the rainbow. And Father, I speak hope into all of those lives right now, Lord, those that would be called to be brothers in Christ and sisters in Christ. Father, there is nothing beyond your ability. So right now I have faith for all of these right now, Lord. And I just thank you for a ministry of truth and light and love. And that, Lord, but for the grace of God, there would go we. So let us have compassion, that true compassion, and get involved in messy situations for the glory of God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. I just love it when you do that, George, because you say everything I want to say. Praise God. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, that everything that he's prayed is even happening, starting right now. People are rising up against this garbage. Thank you, Father, for doing that in your name. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Ooh, my, 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 my. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Amen. Bring all the witchcraft and the farmer kid now. Thank you, Jesus. I ought to be against the law to have a doctor around. Or a lawyer. No, I'm not like that. Too much. Thank you, Lord. They do some good out there. If all they got in their pocketbook is an aspirin bottle. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else? Got anything they'd like to ask a question on or comment on or have a praise report? I have a praise report. I am surrendering all with God's help, with his grace and his mercy. I'm going to surrender all, Lord, and I praise you and I thank you, Father, and everybody here is a witness. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God forevermore. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, my, 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 my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence all over this fellowship, Lord, for those who are giving it up. I praise you, Father. Go ahead, Andrew. Can I say one thing before you start? I'm going to say one thing before you start. Everything that we've just heard is in the Word of God. Everything. Go ahead, Evan.
I just want to maybe mention the humbleness we're supposed to have. You know, it's more of a question. We all know the verses on the yoke of Jesus. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am weak and lowly, and you shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. You know, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I know these two verses for this rest and the humility of the Lord. And you know, I know that surrendering all of this has a lot to do with the humbleness that we're supposed to have. I just have a question about humility, if anyone can speak on it or add something to this humility, a comment or something. Because we want to be humble to the Lord and what he is graciously supplying for us. He's the God of all grace that's going to, you know, perfect us and establish us and strengthen us. And he's got all the grace. And I guess I just want more comments or statements on humbleness, on just to have the right words right in those leading. I just would like some comments or something on this meekness, this humbleness that you're supposed to have.
Yeah. All right. Here's one thing that I know firsthand. When you surrender everything, that's everything. You surrender it all to him. And when you do that, get ready, because persecution comes. Persecution from family members, from everything around you before is going to change. You'll be on a new world. But the Lord is telling us in these prophetic words, it's all going to be worth it. It's all going to be worth it. And during this walk that you have, just like Andrew was talking about, you're not doing anything. It's all a work of God. Everything that's being done in our lives right now is a work of God. And it's a walk that sometimes brings tears, lots of tears, broken hearts. But God's big enough to bend those hearts. And he's told us just in here, he's told us, I'm going to be with you. You're going to be in that realm. He's talking about the realm of heaven, to where you'll be listening to him in all the things that happen that goes on. You'll be able to listen to him. You'll be able to listen to the people around you. And he said he's going to give you, what was it, peace, joy. There was one more. What was it, rest? In our hearts. But it's like Andrew's talking about humbleness. We've talked about humbleness before, more than once. And humbleness is just giving up self. It's not about you or me. It's about the Lord Jesus. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, I guess I'd like to share a couple of things that, and I don't know how this applies or fits in with what Andrew was asking. All I know is it's kind of what the Lord has been leading me in. And I got to thinking about, I think a week ago or so, I was sharing a little bit on the Ezekiel 37, the dead bones. And kind of that application. I don't remember how much I shared on that or whatever. But, the Lord took me over as I was in Luke 23, and I was reading about the crucifixion of Jesus. And the aftermath, and I went to, in verse 23:50, it said, "Behold, a man named Joseph, who is a counselor, a good and righteous man." And it said he had not consented to their counsel and deed, a man of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who was looking for the kingdom of God. And I just sat there, I just stopped there and was pondering that whole scene. And I got to thinking about Joseph and his hopes. He had been worshiping or following the Lord Jesus from a distance, because he was he was inwardly looking for the kingdom of God. looking for God in this thing. And I suspect that, and the same thing was happening in his disciples, Peter, James, John, the whole group. And what was happening is that they had envisioned and they were thinking, seeking, looking the kingdom of God, and this was it. This was finally God coming through, breaking through, sending Jesus and starting the kingdom of God. This is, you know, and the excitement and that whole process. And what happened is that the next step is that Jesus was crucified and he died on the cross. And as Joseph was, he went to Pilate to ask the body, and he took the body down. And I was just sat there and pondering what was going through his mind, what was going through the disciples' mind at this time. And the only thing I could think of was hopelessness. Their hope, their expectations, everything was dashed and crushed to pieces. And their whole life was turned upside down. Their whole thinking of what they had up to that point had believed or had confidence in, or I guess I'm not explaining this exactly right, but I think the thing that comes to me is that their hopes were dashed. They were confused. They were disillusioned. Their mind was rolling over on itself, trying to process what they were seeing and what they had just experienced. And even though Jesus told them, the Son of Man is going to be, he's going to be betrayed and he's going to be given up and crucified, that whole thought and concept just went over their head and blew right by them, because their paradigm of what their future was one thing, and they hadn't been able to consider or ponder or think about the ramifications of what was going to happen. And they went through a time in that process of dying, of reevaluation. And I don't say this in trying to sound morbid or, you know, depressive or whatever. And it's not my intention, but I'm focusing on what was happening within them at the time. It was no doubt very humbling, they were reevaluating everything. I think of the time when Saul of Tarsus was on his way to round up Christians and have them thrown in prison and killed. And that light struck him to his knees and shattered his life, shattered everything he knew about. Everything that was there was shaken to the core. and he had to reevaluate that. And as he sat in the darkness for 3 days, all of these things were going through his mind and his heart. And what, you know, I just heard from the risen Jesus, how do I process my life? How do I process this thing, you know? And as I was thinking that process over, I was drawn back to those dead bones again, with the realization, I guess, that that God is, that the world that we are in now and moving into even more is going to take such a force of God within people that the earthly life or carnal perspective, or however you want to place it, a reformed carnal life will not have the ability to stand up under such tremendous pressure of the environment that we're going into. The only thing that will stand up is a life that is dead. It is that carnal life that is dead. And that's represented in those dead bones when God told Ezekiel to prophesy to those dead bones. Speak forth the word of God and raise those dead bones up out of the ground and put sinews and put muscle and put new heart, new life, a completely new life on those dead bones. And those lives that were raised up, they were raised up in a life that only God created. Only God, there was a structure there. There was a structure, and I don't know if I, when I wrote that down, I said that these bones represent the structures of mankind's 6,000-year attempt to bring in the envisioned kingdom of God on earth, but has failed to apprehend the whole of that which was to be revealed by God, and only brought to light those structures, only brought to light a part of what God was revealing at the time. And all those men, systems, all died and left a lifeless old and new covenant structure created by the Spirit, having images of their former glory, but were all unsuccessful in pushing back the tide of the ever-growing flood of evil and debauchery, which the world has spiraled into in this present age. And I think of what George was saying there about a people who are able to blow by what they see in the flesh and go for the spirit in a person and raise the dead, literally and physically and spiritually and however else. And that will take, I believe, a people that are wholeheartedly in tune and in living in God's Spirit, in His grace, in order to accomplish. And I'm thinking of that last verse that I was a psalm. Isaiah 59, I'm sorry, it was in Isaiah 59. This is out of King James, but I think it speaks to me as what's happening. Isaiah 59:19, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift a standard up against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. So I don't know what connection that has with Andrew's question related to humility, but this is kind of what the Lord was leading me through, and that is that connection of wholeheartedly dying to my own expectation and taking on his somehow. But anyway, that's kind of all I had to say. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Anybody else? Lord never did say it was going to be easy, did he? Y'all have to excuse me. I'm eating some cashews. Anybody got anything they'd like to add or question or whatever? Amen. Sure you are. Amen. Well, I'll tell you, for one, I'm excited. I'm going to stay excited. I'm going to stay energized because God's the one doing it. It's not me, not y'all, it's God. And if God's doing it, I want to be in it. I want to be in it in a way that'll please Him. And the way to please Him is to surrender all. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Andrew.
I guess He'll humble us because He's the Lord and He's sovereign over all things. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and them that dwell therein. And we dwell therein, so He has to do it. He's our sufficiency in this. He has to give us the commendation for it. The commendation of love. More so. We love because He first loved us. There is a need for the Lord to do it all. As He promised and what He said He was going to do. He's a big God and He can take care of it all. He knows how to do it. And we thank Him for it. Thank you, Lord, for such a wonderful message. Thank you, Lord, for the message. Just simply for the way it's written and what You're going to do for us. Thank you, Lord, because You are an almighty God and Father, creator of heaven and earth, of things seen and unseen, the vastness of Your creation. We've seen it in telescopes and pictures, and we've seen the vastness of Your creation, even in all the YouTube videos. We saw lots of nature there, and the ones from the sovereign God showing the space items. things that you look at, you go, well, what is that? You know, sometimes, but do you know how to do all things, Lord? And the vastness of this creation is still extending from the time you said, let there be light. So, Lord, we are the best creation of all, and you know how to do it, and you will do it for us all. Our sufficiency is in God. Praise and glory to God. Mm-hmm. Just like it says.
Amen. Okay, anyone else? Anyone else want to pray? Now, Missy.
I thought of something that I didn't think of earlier for a prayer request, if I may do that.
You did what?
I thought of something I didn't think of earlier for a prayer request, if I can do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I spoke to my mom today. As you know, she had neck surgery yesterday. And she said that if she's not swallowing well enough tomorrow, she won't be going home tomorrow, but the next day or whatever. So I just want to pray about that. Father, I just thank you and praise you that you are my mom's healer. You're all our healers. And I just speak healing to mom's throat, that she be able to swallow properly and to be able to go home tomorrow in Jesus' name. And I just speak health and healing to her throat. In Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord, for doing it. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Father. She is going on soon. Lord says this. He said there will be a quick change. A quick change coming soon. And more of my son will be manifesting through you in those that choose all of me. Lord, let it be. Let it be, Lord. Let it quicken our spirit every time we pick up the word of God. Let it quicken our spirit every time we hear your name. Let it quicken our spirit every morning when we wake up to know that you're there. Let it quicken our spirit every time we see another brother or sister as we pass them. Praise God. Lord, let your spirit fulfill in us everything that you want us to be. You know, I was sitting here thinking while Pat was talking about all of this. One of the things I was thinking about, you know how you always, sometimes you wonder how in the world God's going to get rid of all of this flesh off of me. He said he's fixing to do it quickly. If we surrender all, and if we surrender all, he'll do it. By what? By surrendering all. How many of you have been sitting down and reading the word, and something comes in your mind and says, you know, you need to go do this or you need to go do that right quick. And you just get up and do it without even thinking about what you're doing. Now he wants you to do this. He wants you to think, get out of here. I don't need to do that. I need to do this with the Lord. I need to find out from the Lord this stuff. That's what he wants us to do from now on. you know, I need to check the news and find out what's going on. Because, you know, I don't want to be behind in the news. Well, let me tell you something. If you're listening to the Lord, you got all the news you need. Because he's the one orchestrating the garbage that's going on down here. Not that he's doing any garbage, but it's the people that he's made coming down here doing all this stuff. So the sooner I get my eyes and stayed on the Word of God, listening to the Word of God, whatever, staying with the Word of God, the quicker he's going to get rid of my flesh, all of it. I'm looking forward to it now because I can see a glimmer of light here. Actually, I see a flashlight right in my face. That he's making it quite evident that if we give it all now, he's going to quickly do it. We won't have to go through 40 years of whatever it is that some people have to go through. Because he's doing a quick work in people. I've been here 12 years. There's people coming in here now that are growing up this quick. And I was telling them the other day, I said, this ain't right. Y'all come up in here, been here 2 years, and you going to take part in all this? Come on now, Lord, something ain't right about this. Is that something? You ought to put something in the Bible about that. But you know something? I don't care. I want all my brothers and sisters to be alike. And that's surrendered completely to him. And when you're surrendered completely to him, we love each other just like you. If we've known you all your life and you've known me all my life, that's God. Lord of God. Let me tell you something. I can feel the increase in the love just in the last week in this fellowship. And I see gold starting to form. That golden mist. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Samuel or Tiana.
As you were saying that, Michael, about the flesh, we know that the coming of the Lord now. He said, instead of a flood, it's by fire. And then I got this wording from the Lord how an incinerator quickly burns up the flesh to just leave nothing but ash and those bones. Or if it's put into the dirt, it's basically the same thing, just bones. And if you open up that coffin, I don't know who would, but there's just some dust left and bones. So we've got skin around us and then flesh and then those bones. I keep it quite simple because I can't think of all that stuff. Complexity. However, that skin's like a bag. And if we get the life of Christ in us, that blood flowing through us, his perfect, awesome, wonderful blood, the now bag is the wine, the blood of Jesus, and that new flesh, new bags, and then that fire come down and it will burn up what's inside that flesh. But if you self-sacrifice it all, give it all to God and let him take care of it before his fire comes, what is there to burn up? It's going to be nice and quick. It's going to be for his glory. And then, wait, those skin. What about the skin? Well, then his blood will pour out over the world. And we're all as one. So they all just mingle together as one. But how do you see it in the physical? Well, it's all about his new coming of the Lord. It's in spiritual. We're recreated in a whole new being. It's beyond our understanding. That's why he's getting us ready for it. Praise the Lord. When he said all that, oh, it's like, let's get ready for it now. Let him lead and say, do this now. You need to start doing this now. Like, let's get that happening ourselves. Get ourselves prepared. Seek the Lord with fear and trembling for your own salvation. Like, find out what he's saying to you in his word. Oh, Lord, thank you so much. But, Lord, this isn't about, oh, look how me, how pious I am, or anything like that. No, it's for you, Father. It's you and your glory to flow through us. And I praise you, Father. And our brothers and sisters here, help us hand in hand in our time of need. And that's for you, Father, and your glory. So I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, I love you all so much.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Stir my spirit up, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. My, my, my. He's exactly right. Don't wait till tomorrow to start it right now. Start it right now. Thank you, Jesus. All right, anyone else? Yeah, Joe.
I will add a little bit to Samuel, not Richard. I think it was no coincidence that Jesus' first miracle was change that water into wine. The water doesn't ask where we're going. It gives new wine. Now, that's a complete thing. It doesn't, it's an instant. It's the same as the Lord going to work in everybody else's. If you get, you fill your container with water, with the word, you're going to change it instantly. You just have to bend on him and you have to have faith in him. And the Lord says it's not going to be easy, but trust me. Just fill your water. Just fill it up with water. Fill the word. That's all. Thank you, Michael.
Amen. Thank you, Father. It's going to be just like changing the water into wine. That nice, sweet wine. Lord, look at that. Woo! He did it instantly. Now, he can do this instantly, too. I think I'd like to be one of them vessels in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Fill me, Lord, with that wine, that new wine. Praise God forevermore. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your rain. Praise God. You know, we used to be in a building over in town. It had a tin roof. And every time David started talking about, it seemed like, every time that he started talking about the latter rain, we'd get a downpour. Yeah. Missy, you might remember some of that. I don't know if you remember when you go over by Gizmos. But, yeah, he'd talk about the latter rain. And we got to where we just be waiting on it to come when he'd talk about it. Lord was so good with us back then. He still is. Not that he was in. He was teaching us a lot back then. What's interesting to me, y'all, is it's not just the local fellowship, it's the whole UBM. It's all. Praise God. It is all. Even those people that never get on the outreach, but they listen to it, they watch it, because I hear from them. And they're going to be in it too. They're going to be in it also. I want to say hello to Joe again. Joe, how you doing, bro? Joe DeBrowsey?
Let me work my controls here. Remembering the controls once again. I'm doing great. Everything you said just kind of resonated with me there. I thought, wow, you know, I've been thinking about that. Or, well, the Lord's been putting those thoughts in my mind lately, you know, just, and it's even the years before too, just, you know, everything you said there, Michael, I've thought about it at times and I was like, wow, you know, but there's that disconnect, allowing the flesh, those things that hinder us to, you know, to move out. I mean, the needs are great, you know, as you prayed, George, and as others. Yeah, it's so true. I see the needs mounting, growing, but you know, it's like, and I sit there at times like, oh, I need to go talk to this person. All I heard, this person's dealing with this, you know, or that person, I can tell there's something wrong, but you know, there's that barrier. It's like, what do I do, Lord? What do I do? So I just, all I can do is pray for them. But yeah, it is encouraging. It's like, wow, you're getting ready to do something, Lord. I've just kind of anticipated it. I've been thinking, yeah, there's something coming, something great. I don't know what exactly, but something great. So, you know, believing the Lord, you can do it in an instant, changes. And as you said, people will be following you, because how many people out there, you know, countless, you know, looking for something real, looking for something powerful, greater than what they've ever seen, you know? So yeah, yeah, it's coming. I sense it at times. I'm like, wow, Lord, yep. It's only a matter of time here, real soon. Yes. So, amen.
Well, just remember this. The most humblest man in the world at his time was Moses, and he had millions following him.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Nick.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask for prayer. I have a graduation party this Saturday, and it's supposed to rain. And it's all outside.
You're going to a what?
A graduation party.
Oh, okay. High school graduation?
Yep, high school graduation party.
All right.
And it's supposed to rain, too.
Well, you know that we have authority over that also. So, Lord, we just thank you that during that graduation, not one drop would fall in Jesus' name. The whole graduation in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that Nick's going to be able to tell everybody, well, God did that. God did that for y'all. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. You going to do that, Nick, if it's not raining Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, I believe you will, brother. I believe you will. Praise God. Look forward. The sun's going to be shining during the graduation. It might rain 1 minute after, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you feel peace in your heart? I do. I feel peace in my heart. Anybody else? How are you going to start this, Julie?
Say again.
I said, how are you going to start this thing with the Lord?
How am I going to start it? I've started it.
That's the answer I'm looking for.
Praise God. Yeah, I've been just asking the Lord to... you know, I don't want to miss anything he has for me. And praying for the grace to receive everything he has for me. And the humility that I know is needed. Mm-hmm. And to be where I'm supposed to be and let him have his way.
Amen.
Let him have his way. And been, you know, just seeking the Lord, praying the Spirit a lot and worshiping him and praising him and trying to get close to him and, you know, do the warfare and just do everything, you know, we've been doing. And, you know, I think you keep thanking the Lord. There's coming an end to all of this oppression and the witchcraft and all the things everyone's been dealing with. And praise the Lord. Can't wait. I mean, I have to, but, you know, just keep seeking the Lord. And you were talking about the you know, the new wine and everything. It's like those were, I remember it, those are vessels for the water of purification. And that's what is in us, the water of purification. And that's but he's going to turn into wine. We want to be full. Fill us up, Lord, with the Lord. Fill us up with the word. Yeah, purify us.
Thank you, Lord. Fill us up all the way, Lord.
Amen.
Okay, I see Megan's in here, I want to pray for Megan. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for answering our prayers the other night for my sister. And I thank you, Father, that she is free of all of that because she believes your word. Your word says when you pray and you receive what has been prayed, you shall have it. And I thank you, Lord, that she is free of all of that stuff that we prayed for off of her the other night. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for blessing my sister Megan down there in Texas. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. She's a precious saint that's been with us for many years. And I thank you, Lord, for blessing her mightily in Jesus' name. And Lord, I lift up also another Texas sister down there. My sister Cheryl, I've known her for many years. And I thank you, Lord, for placing her heart in the rest, that she doesn't have to worry about anything because you're the woman. She has submitted to you 100%. And if she submitted to you 100%, she's in the rest. She doesn't believe, she doesn't have to worry about anything, and she's going to give you the glory for wedding whatever it is that has to be won. And I thank you for it, Father. This is going to be a great and mighty time for her because I believe people in her family will see what happens and that God's going to get the glory. And that man can't do anything other than what God lets him do. In Jesus' name. Thank you for doing that for my sister, Cheryl. Glory to God. She's the winner, Lord, because she's got you. And you are definitely in charge. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. All right. Anybody else? Lord, I thank you for lifting up Job to browse you. And I thank you, Father, for making that mighty overcomer that he is into him in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that he's standing on your word in every aspect of his life. And I praise you, Father, for lifted him up to a higher standard. And I praise you, Lord, that from this point on, he's going to walk and talk just like Jesus with a humble attitude and a turn-the-cheek kind of an attitude, the same characteristics of Jesus. And I thank you for doing that for Joe. He's been a good friend for many years, too. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Anybody else? Yeah, Missy?
You know, I was just thinking, there's many of us, you know, that have understood that for quite several years now, you know, the man-child ministry and the bride and everything. And, you know, I can think back to like at least probably like 2011, maybe 2012. I'm not sure when I was really getting a grasp on what it was, you know, and, you know, you're like, we just thought that was just around the corner, you know, and it's like, what, 13 years later, you know? And you know, and I'm just like, oh, thank you, Lord, you didn't come in your man child then, because I know I would have missed out. Praise you, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. And it just really thinks about it, just really makes you realize how long suffering the Lord is and how much he loves us. And he's so gentle with us, you know, and he's not this harsh taskmaster, and he's not oh gosh, when I think of everything that I've been through and how the Lord's dealt with me, I just praise him and thank him for his love and his mercy and his grace, you know, and for the work that he's done in me, because I can honestly say it was not me. It was all him. And I think each and every one of us can say the same thing, you know, have that realization. And I just praise him and thank him. And, you know, and it just makes you think, you know, how long suffering the Lord's been with me, you know, and, you know, to, gosh, extend that to our brothers and sisters, you know. Yeah. You know, the Lord's really been just here lately, just really given me a deeper understanding of his love and his mercy and compassion and grace and long suffering, and giving me a greater love for him and for, you know, you all, you know, and just, you know, and even for my family that doesn't understand so much, you know, and just being weak to the weak and judge not lest you be judged. And, you know, gosh, Missy, you were there. You were there once. You were them, you know. You were in their place once. And it's just like, I don't know how to describe it. It's just the Lord has just given me a deeper, greater understanding of, you know, and what's helped with, and I mentioned the other day, is saving our families by faith, you know, seeing others the way God sees them, and just knowing how merciful he's been with me, you know, and just pondering that, and just, you know, talking to the Lord about it, and just looking in the Word about it, you know, and it's just so much of the Word has come even more alive to me than it ever has been, you know, concerning all this. And it's just amazing. And it's like, we just, God's love is just so much greater than we can even comprehend, you know? But I believe here soon that we're going to have such a revelation of it that it's going to just, we're just, it's just going to blow us away in a good way. But anyway, just praise you. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love and your love in each and every one of our hearts for each other and for those around us, Lord, seeing the end from the beginning, seeing them through eyes of faith, seeing them having dove's eyes, seeing as the Spirit sees them. Lord, just really having your vision in your eyes and your ears and your heart and your mind and your works and your walk and your to speak as an oracle, God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with yourself to be everything that we could possibly be. Only because of you, we can't be anything, and we can do nothing without you, Lord. For apart from you, we can truly do nothing. Keep us abiding in you. You are our refuge, our fortress, our God in whom we trust. We just praise you and thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. All right. Hey, Monroe, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, thank you very much. Yeah, good to see you guys again.
Yeah, it's good to have you back on again, too. Thank you. Lord, hallelujah. Yeah, Joe?
Can I add again something that Messi said about 13 years or what, how long it is? I was just thinking is bring it back to that vessel. We only got a little bit of water in the vessel when we think, oh, it's ready, water coming now. Lord says, it's my time when the vessel is full, then I'll change it. Don't just a little bit what you think you have. Ask me. That's why it all come back to Jesus. Ask me. I'll fill your vessel. Then I'll fill it. Then I'll change the water into wine. Not just a little bit. I was thinking for myself as well. That's so good.
Thank you. Go ahead, Julie.
Well, something Joe just said triggered, you know, a thought that, you know, I don't know if it's Lord or not, but it's like, you know, Jesus told the servants at that wedding to fill those vessels with water. Do you suppose those servants are the angels? I mean, we've been eating the manna, you know, drinking the blood and eating, you know, the body. And the Lord brings everything back to our remembrance and everything. But who do the servants represent? Is that, you know, the angels, you suppose, that are just going to fill them to the brim?
Could be.
I'll take it, Lord. Fill us up.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, we've completed another light. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. All right, Lord, we thank you for another great night together. We thank you, Lord, for these wonderful revelations you've given us. And Lord, I thank you for placing it in our hearts to run after you, Lord. Because we know that when we do this, it's going to be heaven in our spirit and our body and our soul. It's going to be so awesome, Lord, to walk around without any hindrances whatsoever to us. And I thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your heart. And that heart of love, Lord, that heart of compassion, in Jesus' name. And I praise you and I glorify you, Father, for the work that you're going to do in this bunch right here. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Lord, I thank you for your protection against witchcraft curses spoken against anybody in this ministry. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for a hedge of protection around us. We're under the Psalm 91 anointing. We don't have to worry about it because we have you and you have us. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Good night, y'all. God bless you. We will see y'all. Well, I can't unmute you. Y'all have to unmute yourself. I used to could, but I can't anymore. Let's do this.